Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Welcome to this special report on 23andMe. That's the genetic testing company that has gone bankrupt and will now be selling its customer data to the highest bidder. Actually, they've been able to sell your data for a very long time. And if anybody listening to this, if you were gullible enough to send your spit to 23andMe, what I'm going to describe for you here are the three ways that you are going to get reamed. And your children will also get reamed. This is a multi-generational reaming by corporate America and the science. So hopefully most of you listening to this, you weren't gullible enough to send your genetic material to a corporation that doesn't even have accurate results anyway. Sometimes, you know, people have sent in like lizard spit, you know, lizard drool. And they would send back, oh, you know, like you're 2% African-American, you know. Yeah, that was lizard spit, so I'm not sure that your test results are that reliable, but they will be weaponized against you, reliable or not. So guess what? The O'Keefe Media Group, OMG, got an undercover video of a man named Nathaniel Johnson, a policy advisor for the U.S. Department of Treasury, who told an undercover journalist that 23andMe is sharing data with pharmaceutical companies that are based overseas, including the Ministry of Defense of Russia. It says there's a clause in their contract that says that we can give your information to our shareholders, and their shareholders are foreign-owned pharmaceutical companies, including Russia, China, etc. Yeah, so check out this short video, and then we'll continue.
That's when 23andMe comes in. Trying to figure out what all you are. I should do that.
You shouldn't do that, though. Do not give your information to them. They sell it to other people.
Do they sell it to Russia?
They sell it to other countries. There's a clause in their contract that basically says, like, we can give your information to our shareholders so that they can do stuff. And all of their shareholders are, like, pharmaceutical companies. But some of those pharmaceutical companies are companies based in other countries, and those pharmaceutical companies in other countries are like the property of like the Ministry of Defense of Russia, or like owned by China.
All right, so there you go. It's well known. So what I'm going to present for you here, or explain, are three ways that 23andMe is going to ream you with your own genetic data. So point number one, as people are shopping for groceries and they're using like grocery store loyalty cards or coming up CBDCs or SNAP cards, you know, SNAP programs like food stamps, in all these cases, the foods that those people buy are tracked. And when you combine their food purchasing habits with their genetic profile, then conclusions can be drawn statistically that say things like, oh, well, this person with a predisposition toward breast cancer is eating these like processed meats, let's say with bacon or whatever, and that combination causes cancer. Therefore, we're going to drop your health insurance or double your rates, you know, something like that. So what they can do is they can start data mining your grocery shopping habits, combining it with your genetic data, and they can then sell that to insurance companies who will then use those data to double your rates, maybe triple your rates, or to cut off your health insurance. So there you go. Bonus number one, 23andMe. Or how about 23andMe no longer got no health insurance? Huh? That's what it is. So, okay, that's point number one. Of course it's going to be weaponized against you. Of course. Point number two, they can sell it to law enforcement companies that will then declare you to be possibly guilty. You could be a person of interest in a crime where some genetic material was discovered at the scene, maybe just some small sequence, a protein sequence, you know, a little genetic sequence, and it happens to match a sequence of yours. Even though it's not a full match, it's a partial match. So you get wrapped up into a search warrant. Uh-huh. Yeah, they can do that. They issue a search warrant to come to your house because you are now a person of interest. You can have your house raided. You can have your computers confiscated. You can have your medical records taken, etc., because they think that you might be a match for some crime that you didn't even commit. And you have no idea who committed it. Maybe it was your brother or, you know, your nephew or your niece or whatever. Who knows? Or maybe it's nobody related to you at all, because we are all related in some way. So basically, you are giving up your Fourth Amendment rights when you send your spit to 23andMe. And there are no takebacks. If you've already done this, well, you know, hey, police could come to your door on any given day and say, we have evidence that you may have committed this crime because we found some genetic codes there and it matches your genetic codes. And you might be guilty. So we're going to arrest you. Yep. So there you go. There's a movie that you should watch about this called Gattaca. That, I don't know, it's back to the 1990s, I believe, Gattaca. It's a pretty good movie. And you should practice genetic hygiene like the guy in the movie. Don't leave genetic material behind everywhere. Okay, point number three. Now, when this company, 23andMe, which again is going bankrupt, when they know that you have a predisposition to a certain disease, again, cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart disease, whatever. Well, as we discussed earlier, yes, they can use that information to deny you health insurance or to raise your health insurance rates or to charge you more if you're eating certain foods or visiting certain restaurants, which are reflected on your credit card purchases. But did you know they can also punish your children and your grandchildren because genes are inherited? Yes, genes are inherited. Therefore, if you have a genetic predisposition to cancer, then this company can assume that your children may also have the same genetic predisposition. Yes, you have cursed your children and grandchildren to paying double or triple the health insurance rates or having no health insurance because they are deemed a risk because of your spit or the genetic code found in your spit. You see? So people don't think about this. They're like, oh, I want to find out. Am I Irish? You're Irish. No, you're Scottish. No, you're stupid to send your spit to a corporation. You're stupid because they're going to weaponize. Of course they're going to weaponize it. They're going to use it to punish your children and your grandchildren, have you arrested, have your house searched. They're going to use it to double your health insurance rates, whatever. Trust me on this point. And there are no takebacks, because if you already did this, they already have your data. Oh, you can request they delete your data. Oh, yeah. You know how they're going to do that? They're going to, in the database, they're going to mark your record as deleted. They don't actually delete the record. They just mark it as, like, there's a field called deleted, and that field becomes a yes. But all your data still there, okay? So it's not deleted, because that's not the way they work. They'll still use your data. Trust me. I mean, come on. Do you trust corporations that were run by the sister of the YouTube CEO, Susan Wojcicki, who died from turbo cancer after taking the jab? And she pushed massive censorship of people who were telling the truth about vaccines. Susan Wojcicki, dead. She was younger than me. Her sister ran 23andMe. And I think Casey Means was involved in it at some level too, according to Dr. Jack Cruz. He was talking about that, but I don't know his role. I know that Susan Wojcicki's sister ran the thing, and she ran it into the ground. So now what do they have left that's worth something? Oh, the data. Yeah, the data. So now they're shopping around for buyers of the data, and they're going to sell it over and over and over again. They'll sell it to China. They'll sell it to Russia. They'll sell it to Big Pharma. They'll sell it to insurance companies. They'll sell it to law enforcement. They'll sell it to government, the NSA, everything that you can imagine. They're going to sell it everywhere 1,000 different ways. So the people who participated in that, they just gave up their genetic privacy for generations. Unbelievably stupid. You know, people ask me, well, did I take any COVID jabs? Of course not, Of course I don't trust the system. If you do trust the system, you know, slap yourself a little bit because you've learned since then, maybe, not to trust the system, right? Because you know, they don't care about you. They don't care about your privacy. They're going to weaponize everything. They're going to commercialize everything. And everything is a weapon against you. The COVID jabs are extermination bioweapons. And yes, they want your DNA. They're probably going to build DNA-specific targeted bioweapons to kill certain groups of people in certain ways. I mean, come on. The DOD has been researching this for decades. Plum Island, Lyme disease, anyone? You know, agricultural diseases to kill the food supply? You know, what was in the news just recently? That the United States government was trying to poison sugar shipments that were going to Russia. This was a few decades ago. But that's what the U.S. does. That's what the CIA does. They put poison in food and ship it off to poison Russia or to poison Cuba. And in the last few years, they've been poisoning us. Come on. If anybody doesn't realize this, it might be too late for them. You got to stop being gullible. Wake up and realize that you're on the target list. So don't give them a swab. I haven't been swabbed by anybody. I never let them stick that up my nose or in my ass. No swabs. I don't take the jabs. I don't wear the mask. I don't do the lockdowns. I don't give them my spit. I don't give them my hair. I don't do any of that stuff. The closest I came to that is, of course, I had to give them my fingerprints to get my firearm suppressors because the ATF requires fingerprints. But as it turns out, I was fingerprinted many, many years ago anyway when I used to work for UPS in college. So at that time, when you got a job with UPS handling packages, they fingerprinted all of you to try to dissuade people from stealing stuff, which apparently was a problem, probably still is a problem. So I was fingerprinted anyway, so that wasn't anything new. That's the worst I've done. I don't give people swabs and genetic code and body samples and things like that. And I don't visit doctors for the most part, except on rare occasions. And the last time I visited a doctor, which was months after I almost severed my index finger, that visit was completely useless. It just taught me, don't visit doctors. It's just a total waste of time and money. There's nothing that that visit taught me that I didn't already know months earlier. In fact, it was a complete waste of time. And he spent like, you know, 6 minutes with me and billed my insurance company $1,500. I was like, this is insane. And you know, everything they put in your medical records can also be weaponized and used against you. So if you don't want your medical records used against you, don't visit doctors. I mean, it's common sense. And for the most part, people could do better themselves. You could ask DeepSeek and get better answers than your doctor. Your doctor doesn't know everything. Probably just going to prescribe some toxic medication anyway. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't go to the emergency room if you have an acute injury. Obviously, you know, if you're bleeding out, if you've broken a bone or something serious, yeah, go to the emergency room. I would do that too. Although I didn't. But I'm not saying you shouldn't go to the emergency room if you've been seriously injured. I'm just saying take charge of your health and realize that everything that your doctor writes in a record is going to be weaponized against you. It's going to be used to deny you a job or deny you health insurance or deny you benefits or deny you the right to drive a vehicle, or it's going to be used against you in some way that you can't even imagine. So stop doing that. And besides, almost all the health problems in America today, not the acute injuries, but the chronic degenerative disease, it's vitamin and mineral deficiencies combined with exposure to toxicities. It's really those two things for the most part. And I should add sunlight deficiencies because I consider sunlight to be a form of nutrition, by the way. So let's say nutritional deficiencies and exposure to toxicities. That explains 99% of all degenerative disease in America. If you solve those two issues, your doctor is 99% useless, which is accurate. You don't need them. And people are like, oh, I need to go to my doctor to get Ozempic, you know, to tackle my obesity. No, you need to stop eating Cheetos and Pop-Tarts and donuts for breakfast. This is not complicated. You don't need to inject yourself with reptile venom peptides in the form of weight loss drugs. What you need to do is change what you eat and maybe increase your physical activity if you are able. It doesn't have to be crazy, but it has to be something. This isn't complicated. So take charge of your health. Stop turning over your information to corporations and doctors and medical institutions and governments. Just stop it. If some government agency mails you some form, for example, and says, oh, you have to fill this out, otherwise we might do something horrible to you. You know what I do with those letters? I just throw them in the trash. Throw them in the trash. Why? Because you can't prove that I ever got that letter. Screw you. I'm not filling out your stupid form. It's going in the trash. There was this thing called the Corporate Transparency Act. There was a deadline last December 31st, and all the accountants across America were losing their minds. Oh, you got to register. You got to file with the Financial Crimes Division. Like, every small business in America was required to file by December 31st, right? And again, all the accountants were going crazy, losing their minds. I said, I'm not filing. I'm not filing because I knew there were a couple of court cases in the works, and there was at least one court injunction that had promise. So I said, I'm not filing. And then they pushed the dough. You have to file January, 13th or whatever. I'm like, I'm not filing. Screw you. This is unconstitutional. It's a violation of my Fourth Amendment rights. But everybody else that I knew in business, oh, you got to file. And we already filed. Have you filed yet? We filed. Did you file? I'm like, why are you so obedient? What's wrong with you? Why are you filing? Why are you basically admitting that you might be involved in a financial crime? Why are you bearing witness against yourself? You know, you're waiving your Fifth Amendment rights when you file that. What's wrong with you? Don't you think about anything? I'm like, I'm not filing. Screw them. And sure enough, it got delayed again and then again. And then when Trump came into office, guess what? To his credit, Trump leaned on Treasury, and Treasury officials announced that, oh, we decided we're not going to enforce this at all against American businesses. So you can ignore it all. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought, you know? And everybody else who filed is like, freaking idiots. Why did you file? Because somebody told us we had to file. So you just do whatever people tell you to do? What's wrong with you? Why, you just, are you an obedient slave? You have to file. Okay. Well, okay, how can I be more obedient today? Screw that. That's not the way I run my life. I don't file. When the ATF said, oh, everybody has to register their arm-braced AR pistols. Remember that? A couple years back, oh, everybody has to register. You have to take a picture, and you have to fill out the form and do the point system, and you have to apply. And there's a bunch of people, oh, we have to apply, we have to comply, we have to fill out the forms, and type it away, clickety-clack, clickety-clack. We have to comply with ATF, otherwise they'll do horrible things to us. I didn't comply. I just removed the arm braces. I didn't fill out any forms. I removed the arm braces and just kept them. It's like, hey, if the ATF shows up, I don't have any arm-braced AR-15 pistols. I have AR-15 pistols. And I have arm braces somewhere else. Can't seem to find them at the moment. I don't know where they are, but they're not here. So go pound sand. And then they reversed the whole thing on, and everybody was an idiot who had filled out the forms, and now the ATF knows what you have. You know? Again, if you comply, you're an idiot. So stop complying with tyranny. Stop sending your genetic code. Stop sending your saliva. I mean, if the government told you you have to take a shit in a bottle and ship it to the IRS or the FDA for sewage contamination searches for, COVID and stuff, would you take a shit in a can and ship it to the CDC or the FDA if they told you, like, every American has to take a shit in a can and send it for a sewage screen? Would you do that? I would have my dog shit in a can, and I would send loads of those to the CDC. But I would not comply. Most people would, because people are robots. People are just robots. They just do whatever they're told to do. It's like, what did the old Cylons say in Battlestar Galactica? Like, by your command. If you just do what you're told all the time, you're not even really human. You're just a robot. You're an NPC. Stop being an NPC. 23andMe for NPCs. It sounds like a rap. We could make a song. 23andMe. It's more like 23 and you tell me what to do, because that's the way most people are. Stop being an NPC. Think for yourself, man. Don't comply. Do not comply, because it's all bullshit. All right, sorry about the profanity, but I did add the word explicit to the title of this podcast to warn you in advance. It's just sometimes there are no other words to accurately describe what's happening. So there you go. All right, thank you for listening to this Do Not Comply podcast. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the publisher of naturalnews.com and also the founder of Brighteon.com. You can follow me on X at Health Ranger, but I prefer you follow me on Brighteon.social. And also Brighteon.io, where I am Health Ranger as well. Thank you for listening. Take care. All right, we've got some new things to share with you here, including my new music album, which we'll talk about in a second. But we have a new docuseries available at brightu.com, which is Brighteon University. It's called Feel Good Gut Health, and it's all about supporting your gut health. And that is running starting March 22nd. And if you sign up for it, it's free to watch. You, of course, you always have the option to purchase it if you want, or you don't have to. You can just watch one episode every day as it goes on a loop each 24 hours, and you can watch the whole thing for free. That's at brightu.com. Now, at our store, healthrangerstore.com, we have an assortment of really high-end products. Some of them are just back in stock that can help also support your natural gut health. And I put a little collection on my desk here. Let me show you. We've got Fermented Super 30. That's on the left side there with the orange label. That is 30 foods and superfoods that are fermented to really express the full nutrient properties of those foods. It's a powder that you can mix in with smoothies and other things. We've also got a probiotic drink mix with kombucha. We have cherry and we have pomegranate flavors. That's what you're seeing there. Those are available right now. HealthRangerStore.com. We have NAC capsules, which is really crucial for supporting your body's natural detoxification process, which is also part of supporting your gut health. You have to detoxify your gut, detoxify your blood. And, you know, there are a number of strategies for that, but NAC can help support that natural process. Then we have a new and really popular oat milk product, which has no guar gum, no carrageenan, and it doesn't have any thickeners, and it doesn't have any calcium carbonate in it whatsoever. Because a lot of other oat milk products out there, you're actually drinking chalk. They literally just put chalk in it. That's what calcium carbonate is, to make it milky and white. So if you don't want to drink chalk, but you love oat milk, then get our oat milk at healthrangerstore.com. It's completely chalk-free and carrageenan-free as well. You're going to love it. We've got clean chlorella there in a couple of different forms. Chlorella has a very strong capability of supporting detoxification and helping to clean out your gut. Just, you know, read the label and consume it as directed. And remember, all of this is part of the Feel Good Gut Health theme that we have going on right now. So go to brightu.com to sign up for Feel Good Gut Health. That's free. One other thing I want to show you is that my music album is now available. And it's available at Spotify. We have the Amethios is my artist name. There it is, Amethios. And then we also have the album called The Awakening. And that album has 9 songs on it. One thing that's missing is I Want My Bailout Money. But
I've got another song that I'm working on right now called All Our Dreams Come True. And I just brought a little speaker. I'm just going to play a few seconds of that new song, which will also be available at Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes and iHeartRadio. And did I say Amazon? You can get all these on Amazon.com as well. But I want to play for you a little snippet of the new song that's coming out. It's about human liberty and freedom. I just want to play a little bit of the chorus and the first verse for you here. So we'll do this, and then that'll be the conclusion of this video. Here we go.
If we could comply our way to freedom, then we could bomb our way to peace. We could print our way to riches, give away everything for free. If we could tax our way to liberty and lie our way to truth, then tyrants in big government would make all our dreams come true. Forced to cull his chicken flocks.
All right, folks, that's a little bit of that song, a little teaser. That's coming out soon. Be sure to follow my album at Spotify or other music services. Enjoy the music. You can also, by the way, let me show you another page. You can go to music.brighteon.com, and there you can see all of the music videos that we have available, and you can download MP3 files there for the songs that we have videos for. Like, here's a video for Do What We Say, which is another new song on that album. So enjoy this music video, which is humanity overcoming the Terminator giant robot mechs in a dystopian sci-fi future. I think you'll really enjoy these songs. They all have a pro-human, pro-liberty focus to them. So thank you for all your support, and shop with us to support us at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for all your support. Take care.